Protests, riots, and clashes with police have overtaken Greece.
Unprecedented wave of actions now and protests and riots. It all started on Saturday evening at around 9 p.m. when a policeman patrolling the Exarchia neighborhood in Athens shot and murdered in cold blood the 15-year-old schoolboy. Fuck the police, 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 fuck the police. City and town, school students walked out of their school on Monday morning. So you could see kids from 11 to 17 years old marching in the streets wherever you could be in Greece. Tens of thousands of school students, maybe hundreds of thousands if you add all the cities.
This week on Anarchy Now, putting the rad back into radio, anarchists start a riot in Greece. France sees a riot in Greece, and anarchists start a riot in France. Workers occupy a factory in Chicago, and anarchists in Chicago throw a potluck? That's right, we'll be talking about this and more on this week's Anarchy Now.
Last week in Chicago, Illinois, the birthplace of the Haymarket Affair and the IWW, 300 workers at Republic Window and Door Factory engaged in direct action against Capitol. The workers, told by the company the factory would be shut down only 3 days in advance, decided on Friday, December 5th, they would occupy the factory rather than leave and submit to the company's will. This was the first sit-down strike in the U.S. since 1937, when GM's workers stood up to fight Capitol. Will GM's current workers follow suit? The workers were initially demanding their severance pay, but quickly moved on, attempting to secure the factory. Despite the many workers who wanted to secure the factory and thus take the power back, the media's reporting shut out these views, choosing only to report on the now popular claim of a corporate payoff. But this revolutionary flame that could have blazed on was quickly put out by elected officials across the board, from Chicago aldermen to the highest office of criminal. It's important to know that two of the three politicians to support the workers were already under public scrutiny for scandal, and the third owes a huge debt to all those unions who supported his campaign. And who are these three? U.S. Rep. Luis Gutierrez, who made $421,000 in a half dozen short-term real estate deals with campaign supporters since 2002, Governor Rod Blagojevich, under investigation for 5 years for pay-to-play politics, and Grand Firefighter criminal-elect Barack Obama, whose debt to labor's vote will be paid off the same way these workers were, with government bailouts to the corporate boss.
But don't think the workers are going to take this laying down. All over the nation, workers are already talking strikes, and it seems that revolution is on the tip of their tongues. And if you want to know if the grass truly is greener on the other side, all you have to do is stand up.
That's right. If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
See, I gotta draw a line, I can't take it no more. If you ain't down with revolution, what you waiting for? Making money for suckers and not communities poor. Ripping flags off of coffers, man, this ain't our war. Colonized and terrorized by the world's biggest killers. The US government, the biggest weapon and drug dealers. Filling prisons with children, incarcerating the future. MySpace and Facebook got us stuck on computers. Stuck on stupid bumping music that's abusive to the shorties. And the nonsense that you're spitting, they just listen and absorbing. I've been dormant, I've been woken. I'm a giant, I'm ready. I'm with the Apple in Oaxaca and we hold the machetes.
I rock hard like Palestinian children holding slingshots. I'm with every single kid that's down for hip-hop. For the culture, the life, what it really stands for. This music is resistance, it's the voice of the poor. I'm on the side of the workers, the teachers, the lunch ladies. On the streets with brown mommies, raising out brown babies. I'm with youth organizers, cleaning up the Bronx River. I'm like Jaime Escalante when I stand and deliver. I'm with Evo Morales, man, he running Bolivia. Distribution of the land so we can all live bigger. I'm with Hugo and Fidel, Grandmaster and Melly Mel. I'm with the Panthers up in Queens, justice for Sean Bell. I'm with Camacho Negron, I'm with Ojeda Rios. Freedom for Oscar López, time to get in the pill. I'm with a Blue Jamal, I'm with Asada Shakur. I'm with the compas in the mall, and he getting a penny more.
Stop, stop, stop. that beat of Arellano. I'm with Rudy Lozano. I'm for a world without borders and a better tomorrow. I'm with mothers on the move. I'm with sisters on the rise. I'm with La Peña del Bronx, keeping culture alive. I'm with the kids at the Mafe, watching a beat battle. Mean mugging all these yuppies in shorts and brown sandals. I'm with parents everywhere, fighting for good schools and for all these good women to find some good news. I'm with San Valor Allende. I'm super anti-homio. Con el pueblo en la mano, grito viva Cuba, coño. For immigrants, activists, unions, and freelancers. DJs, MCs, bombers, and break dancers. I'm with editors, engineers, indie media. I'm with my family, my crew, Rebel Diaz. I'm with DJ Disco Rizzo, Latino Pioneer. Cause it's dope when the elders break bread with the kids.
I'm for telling the truth, exposing the lies. Think about the dead soldiers when you're driving your ride.
Anarchy. You got anarchy up the ass, pal. Anarchy with cappuccino.
Saturday, December 6, 2008, marked day two of the occupation of Republic Dorm windows in Chicago, Illinois, while 10,000 miles away, Alexis Grigoropoulos was spending time at the cafe with his other friends. Alexis, being 15 years old, thought it would be fun to throw a bottle of water at a cop car. This was the last bit of fun Alexis Grigoropoulos would ever have. The cop came out of his car and said to the boy, and I quote, "Now you will see what I am going to do," drew his gun and ended Alexis's life at the age of 15. The shooting of young Alexis sent a shockwave through the streets of Athens, Greece that day. The next day, following the state's failed reports to cover up the story, claiming that the bullet was a ricochet off of a wall, despite the many eyewitnesses' reports, the people of Athens quickly armed themselves and took to the street in an insurrection. 6 days later, this insurrection has spread throughout Europe, affecting parts of Spain, London, France, Italy, and even going into Turkey, where the prison system and police brutality is far beyond what we understand in the United States of America. But don't take my word for it. Let's go to our voice on the Greek streets to get his eyewitness report.
So, all around Athens and around Greece, there were colorful demonstrations of schoolboys and schoolgirls. Some of them marched to the local police stations and clashed with the police, throwing stones and bottles. And the anger was so really thick. The policemen and police officers had to be locked inside their offices, surrounded by 13 and 14-year-old boys and girls. The picture was so striking that it produced a domino effect. The trade unions of teachers decided an all-out strike for Tuesday. The Union of University Lecturers decided a three-day strike. And so there was the already arranged general strike you mentioned for Wednesday against the government's economic policy. So the process was generalizing, and it still generalizes.
Think of this as a 21st century black plague spreading across the countryside of Europe. How long will this plague take to reach the United States of Moronica? Well, if you're going to ask me why you should riot, maybe you should ask yourself. Well, that's what the people of Europe are doing. The catalyst for the European riots was the police butchering of a 15-year-old boy in the streets of Athens, but the reason for the riots are much more diverse. This is an economic system which, much like ours, disenfranchises a large part of the population while promising wealth to the very few. We don't have time on this program to list the multitude of names of those who have died because of police oppression, but the question I ask is, should I have to? What exactly is our threshold of pain from the state, and when are we willing to fight back? Well, if we can take any cue from our European comrades and compañeros, I guarantee that this system will not stay much longer. But if we continue to buy the rhetoric of hope and change we can believe in, it's guaranteed that this system will never go away. Much of the information for this segment was brought to you by piracy from Democracy Now! And information given by independent media sources all over the world. Yes, we do have the knowledge, the power, and the text messaging. So this is Rabble Rouser
and Reverend Dr. Mason Bilderberg
reminding you to fuck shit up and do it all
for love.
Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I wanna say. I will always love you, I would never leave you.
Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here.